Welcome, Soul Tribe, to Deep Soul Awakenings with your hosts, Chasity Ryan and Millie Franco. Get ready to shed some light on the unspoken aspects of spiritual and healing journeys.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to this week's episode of Deep Soul Awakenings. I am your host, Millie. So welcome back, everybody. I know the timeline of this episode is a little bit thrown off because I ended up recording an episode 2 weeks in a row. So I kind of gave the break in between for everybody to catch up a bit. So I just want to say thank you to all of you who continue to tune in and listen and sit and reflect and just share in all of this with me. You are much appreciated and you are loved. So today I actually wasn't going to record. I was struggling with it a little bit. And when I was laying in my bed tonight, I started thinking and I realized that I was holding some things in my heart. And then I sat at my altar and I prayed for a bit and kind of like verified that I had some things at my heart. And something that I was thinking about heavily today is just our ancestors in general. You know, I was lucky enough this weekend to bring my boys to Harlem to a Museo del Barrio and teach them about Taino culture, our indigenous culture. And it was really beautiful to just see the physical representation of my ancestors, because for me specifically, you know, for a long time, I didn't think that Taino still existed, not realizing that they do exist because we carry their blood within us. We carry their DNA within our bones. But in the way that I was raised and in just in all of this, you know, when my ancestors, when my mother, my grandmother, and everyone from my family came here from Puerto Rico, because, you know, my mom was actually born in Puerto Rico. When they came here, they came here through Ellis Island with the understanding that, you know, it was better to be white instead of an indigenous person. And that aspect of me, that indigenous side of our family, that indigenous side of our culture, was something that was never talked about, something that was never even acknowledged, to be honest, because I didn't come to find out what a Taino was until adulthood. And it's almost like, you know, you grow up and you feel like this piece of you is missing, but you don't really understand why. And then through this journey, I've figured out that there's like this whole beautiful ancestry that I have of Caribbean ancestors that I never even knew or knew about. And something that I loved is that when we were there, you know, my son, my older son, is always asking about how to take care of the earth. So I said, well, baby, you're in the perfect place to ask her. Because we were in a room and we were looking at different artifacts and different pieces, artifacts that were created that they believe that the spirits reside in. You know, they are sacred items. And, you know, so my son asked her, you know, well, how can we take care of the earth? And her response was to be kind. And I just loved that. Like, I loved that response because it really correlated and resonated with everything that I teach in him and everything that we speak about. And it was just like such a beautiful moment for me to just hear that from an elder. And then he went and started speaking about people killing animals and extinct animals and how he didn't understand why people would want to kill animals if it's not for food, just to be able to say that they killed them, and into this whole like spiel of just speaking to her about what he was passionate about and then the truth that he held in his heart. And it was just so beautiful to see like this moment between them where an elder was just able to like bestow wisdom upon my son. And it's like a part of me that had been missing all of a sudden was found. And I really love the part where, you know, they explained to him that different spirits live within these different artifacts and that they were sacred. And then to him, it was like, oh yeah, definitely. Like, there was no question of it. It was beautiful. And then when he mentioned the room later in the day, he called it the ancestor room. He called it the room where the ancestors live in it. And I loved it because he was referencing the sacred items. And it was just like, there was just this resonance and understanding. And for me, it was like a moment of coming full circle, because it's very important for me to bring back the wisdom and the knowledge that my ancestors had back into my lineage, and for my sons to be able to retain the knowledge that they have, because our children are the wisest beings. They know so much. They come here with so much understanding of what it is to be love and give love and just be themselves authentically without fear. You know, it's the conditioning that they receive when they are here from us, and our patterns and our shit that we project on them and school and all of these things that change that. But when our kids are kids and able and are actually able to be kids, they are fearless, man. They are beautiful. They are authentically themselves in a way that we go on these journeys to become again. You know, and I try my best to honor that within them. But it really got me thinking, you know, I come from a family where we never knew any grandfathers. I never knew any of my grandfathers or my great-grandfather or any one of them, for that matter. Not in the physical existence. I do know them in spirit. I do feel very much loved by them in spirit, very much guided and led by them. But I never knew them in this life. And I always feel like that part of me is missing, because the elders are the ones who hold the wisdom. They are the ones who hold the stories. They are, you know, the ones who hold this understanding. And there is something so important and them being the ones who help care for our children and pass on these stories and this wisdom. And there's this like love that they give to our kids as elders that we need, that I feel like we're lacking. Like, we are living in a world where we don't value our elders, and that they aren't present for a lot of us. And in thinking of my sons, you know, I had this beautiful moment today where I have a neighbor, we call him Papa, and he's essentially probably one of the only father figures I've known in the essence of community. I do have a relationship with my father and I do love him. But my relationship with Papa is very different. You know, when I am feeling sick, he is at times the one that I will call to go to the store for me. He helps me with my boys. You know, he is very present. He is a very present grandfather in our lives. And I realized today that within my lineage, within, you know, my son's lives, that is something that I've changed. They know the love of a grandfather. They know the love of a grandmother. While my mother is not here, my grandmother is not here. you know, and unfortunately for Eli, he, my youngest, he has never been able to meet any of them in this existence, although I do know that they are with him in spirit. They do have community around them. My neighbors that I grew up with that are my family, that are the presence of grandmothers as well. And within my children's lives, they have that presence. You know, and my younger son also has that presence of a grandmother from his father, which is also a blessing. And my older son does too, to an extent. And it's beautiful because it's like full circle. There is balance in it. There is a love within them that they have gotten to experience of grandmothers and grandfathers, gogos and mkulus. And it's beautiful. And to know that I was able to give that to them, to know that I was able to shift the narrative that's been passed down within my lineage is something that I hold deep in my heart and brings me great joy and is a reason for celebration. You know, it is something beautiful. And of course, there's this part of me that also kind of like mourns, because they'll never know my mother. They'll never know my grandmother, my grandfather's, the same essence, the same way as I don't. But they know the love of elders, and I feel like that is equally as valuable and equally as beautiful. And it really just makes all of this work that I'm doing so worth it, to see it come full circle and come into fruition, to actually see that change. And it's almost like it continuously makes me think of my life and my journey. And, you know, I do this podcast because I feel like the words that I speak from my heart, there is someone out there who needs to hear them. Because the words that I feel in my heart, the things that I feel in my heart, the things that I hold, there are others who hold them too, who may not be able to speak them, because they may not be in a place to speak that truth. But to hear it spoken from someone else provides that validation that they need. And that in itself is beautiful medicine shared. I wonder to myself, I had taken this class that asked, you know, what medicines you bring to this world? And I always say that my spirit is medicine, but I consistently think of, well, what is this medicine that I bring? And I know that through my readings, my tarot readings, through my bone readings, Bantu bone readings is something that I've been able to bring back within my lineage, something that I feel that was lost, that is now present within my lineage again because of me. I am able to connect with ancestors. I am able to connect with spirit, and I am able to speak with resonance and be a channel, so that I may speak to people who are looking for guidance, so that I may be that person that tells them what it is that they are holding, that they need to hear, that they need validation on. And I am happy to be that validation, because we all need it at times. And it makes me think of the goddess Maat, the Egyptian goddess of judgment, because in what I learned from her, and I first learned of her really in the book Animal Speak, you know, and the question asked was, you know, you come up to this point of judgment, and they're judging everything that you've done in your life, and the scales are tipping to one side and tipping to the other, and at the end, you know, when everything is said and done, no matter how the scales are, The goddess Mat holds this vulture feather. And this vulture feather has the power to balance these scales. And the one question that she asks is there one who is glad that you lived? And I feel like this speaks to me so much to the point where I have a feather within my bone set that represents her. Because when I think of it, and I think of, you know, this podcast and the readings that I give and the ways that I use my voice and then the ways that I speak and I channel and then the ways that I at times get visions of, you know, deceased loved ones that want to make themselves known to people, and then the way that I just at times know things or that I can speak with resonance to others in ways that they've only spoken to themselves. It makes me realize that there is not one person that I know that doesn't have someone who is glad that they lived. We all touch people in different ways. We all provide love to people and kindness in different ways. And for me, I provide this kindness, I provide this love through the work that I do, the readings that I give, and the sharing of my gifts. I provide it in lending an ear to someone who needs to speak what they hold on in their heart. I provide it by, you know, sometimes just giving money to someone in the train that I come across that I feel in my heart really needs it. You know, and for me, I know that there are many who are glad that I lived. And I know that it is important for me to share my voice and to share my truth and to speak from my heart. Because I, in my heart, I feel like I have this mission. And while I cannot explain to you how it is that I know that I have this mission. And I know that this mission involves me getting to a place of wholeness. Because in me obtaining wholeness, there will be others that are inspired to go on their journey to wholeness. There will be others that hear something that I say or receive a reading from me or some part of my medicine that I have that will show them the medicine that is within them and trigger a journey or trigger some sense of healing, because words are so powerful. Speaking from your heart is so powerful. Speaking your truth is so powerful. And can trigger medicine in so many others. So I know in my heart that because of this mission, I have to allow myself to be seen. I have to speak the things that I hold on my heart. I have to speak with resonance so that others may heal me, so that they may become who it is that they need to become, so that they in turn can become this person that is seen and speak the words from their heart, speak their truth, and then become that person that others are happy that they live, that others that are grateful that they live, that others that are glad and grateful that they lived, so that it can continue to trigger this change and trigger this beautiful, beautiful change and higher vibration on this earth, so that I can change into something that is of more resonance with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with everything that is. And I feel that that in itself is the medicine that I bring. I bring the medicine of truth. I bring the medicine of resonance. I bring the medicine of speaking from my heart. But I also bring the medicine of change. And I know at times it can be so hard when it comes to change, especially when it happens rapidly. It's almost like you feel like you can't get your footing, and then all of a sudden everything is changing. And if your nervous system can't handle it, you know, sometimes all of these blessings that you pray for, when you get them, you can't maintain them because you don't know what to do. There is no reason to rush in all of this. I know that everybody has this perception that we don't have enough time, but
at the end of the day, within these bodies, within these physical existence, all we have is time. But when we tell ourselves we don't have enough of it, we won't. When we tell ourselves that we need to continue to rush, we'll never have enough. Because we are telling ourselves that our time is something else other than ourselves is more worthy of our time. When we are worthy of our time, our relationships are worthy of our time. Love is worthy of our time. Kindness is worthy of our time. I heard something today on a podcast where someone mentioned that when they come across someone and they ask them if they are okay and they respond that they are, but they know that they aren't, what they see is seven generations of people who have not cried, who cannot cry. And I sat and I listened and I thought and I reflected, and it resonated with me so deeply because I see that within my lineage. I see that within my family. I see that within past versions of myself. And now it has shifted to a point where I am the one who cries. I know that I've said this before, but if there's one thing about me, I'm going to cry and I'm going to talk. I'm going to tell you what's in my heart and I'm going to cry, because when I speak with feeling and I speak with what I feel in my heart, what I feel in my soul. And I'm grateful. Because I get to be this person that creates change. This person that ignites healing within my family, within my lineage, within the lives of my sons. I get to shift what it is they will experience in this world, in this lifetime. And it's beautiful. I'm grateful and I'm honored. But at the same time, I acknowledge the fact that this is not easy, to go into the darkness of yourself, into the things that you hold, into the wounds that you have, is hard. It's painful at times. It hurts to dredge up the things that are stagnant, that you are holding, the things that you are carrying, that you have allowed to define you for so long, and to bring it to the surface and face it. It's hard. My goodness, are you fucking brave for doing so? You are so brave for being the one who chooses not to hold it anymore. And I heard something today that said, you know, anger shows you what you're passionate about. And I thought about it and I understood it. I understood what it meant. But for me, I know that when I am in anger, it shows me something that I am not honoring within myself. It shows me a truth that I hold in my heart that I am not honoring. Or that I feel that someone is not honoring. And that is where my anger comes from. And I'm not perfect. I have my moments where I scream and, you know, you guys have heard me curse on this podcast probably more than a few times. Yeah, I curse. But I'm me. And I accept all of me. And I'm working to get to the point where I love every single aspect of me. And I would be lying if I said that at this point that I do. I saw a post of someone today. It was on the Sacred Sons page. I don't know his name or know who he is. I just came across him and I clicked on his page out of curiosity, and I saw that he had posted that he was celibate for 1 year, and that in that 1 year it allowed him to learn so much about himself and connect with his heart, and that he was waiting for his, I think he called maybe her his goddess or his queen or something like that. I think it might have been his goddess. But in essence, his union, his partner, this person that he knows is coming to him because he can feel it. And it mirrored what I feel in my heart. You know, I do believe that out there in this world, there is someone who is a mirror to me. There is someone who I will be with. You know, and there's this perception sometimes, you know, like people talk about twin flames and you know, oh, you complete me. And I don't feel that with resonance. I feel that we are all on this journey to become whole. For wholeness, you are already whole. You're just finding the different pieces of yourself and reuniting them. But it's like I read this and I thought, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Here is the physical representation of this thing that I hold in my heart, this love that I hold in my heart. And the space that I am holding for this being that I know that is out there, that is going to come into my life. And here is this man that mirrors this beautiful thing. And for me, it was kind of like spirit speaking to me and showing me that, you know, I am a woman. I am the divine feminine, and I only know what it is to be the divine feminine in this human existence. While I do have masculine and feminine energy, I only know what it is to live life as a woman. But here is spirit showing me the mirror of this, the beauty of this in a male and in the divine masculine counterpart, to show me that spirit also speaks to them in the ways that they speak to me. And I found so much beauty in it. But then it also triggered me, because in that moment, it was like, oh, wow, isn't that beautiful? Like, I wish this man so much beauty. I wish this man so much wholeness. I wish this man so much blessings and beauty and this union that he is waiting for. But in that same thought, the thought came to me, oh, well, won't my person be disappointed, or won't my union be disappointed because of X, Y, Z aspects of me and these things that happened in my past? And it showed me places that I needed healing, things about myself that I had not accepted yet, things about myself that I did not love, that I do not love, places within myself that I need to speak the truth about, because there are many things from my past that I feel like I'm still mad at myself for. And I need to speak that truth to myself and forgive myself for. And I say this to say that, you know, sometimes we can be our own biggest critics. But none of these things that we think make us unworthy actually do. People are allowed to change. People are allowed to progress. People are allowed to heal. And there should be no judgment on anyone's past, because the past is the past. The present is the present. The present is a present. We all have journeys. We've all done things. We all have done things that we're proud of. We all have done things that we're ashamed of. But when you think of things, and that one question of judgment, is there one who is glad that you lived? Doesn't that shift perspective? Doesn't that shift your perception? Because at the end of the day, if what matters is the kindness that you give and what you hold in your heart and the person that you are, you know, the heart that you have, the connection that you have, the love that you give, how could you ever be anything but worthy? I know that I am a kind person. I know that I have a beautiful heart. I know that in any place that I am, and you speak to me and we engage in conversation, there is love that I always give. There is light that I always give. There is medicine that I share, because I consider myself to be a gift. But in that moment, it's like all old thought patterns came back in. But in this moment, I am reminded that when it comes to judgments, there are so many different judgments that can be given. But when thinking of it in that terms, is there one that is glad that you lived? Then I know that I am worthy. Then I know that you are worthy. Then I know that I am love. Then I know that you are love. And that perspective is one that I do consent to. One that I do accept and I do hold to be true. And one that I find beauty in. And I say this to say that there is beauty in all of you. In every single part of you. And with that, I'm going to hold myself to my truth. I'm going to continue to spread awareness and speak from my heart and speak about the things that I feel passionate about. And something that I wanted to mention about, you know, the things that Indigenous people go through and the things that don't necessarily get media coverage that I want to bring awareness to is that there are Indigenous women who were essentially murdered and thrown into a landfill, I believe, near Winnipeg in Canada. And these women essentially were thrown into different landfills, and the police have evidence of this. And they are part of Indigenous nations. One of the nations is the Long Plain First Nation. And their bodies were dumped there, and the government doesn't want to search these landfills because they say that it will take too many resources. And I don't know if this has changed, but I know that this is something that they were fighting for. And it really brings to light the amount of missing and murdered Indigenous women. You know, it's girls, women, people of two spirits. So many people that have value, that somewhere at some point people essentially decided that they didn't. And to me it's crazy because how can you not search for the bodies of murdered women? How can you not return these bodies back to their families so that they can give them prayers, so that they can bury them in the ways that they need to, so that they can hold space and hold ceremony for them in the ways that they need to in order to mourn and grieve? And this is something that is reoccurring. It's not something that's just happening now. It's been reoccurring. I don't understand how it is that others get to determine whose life has value and whose life doesn't. And these are the things that I want to bring awareness to. And if I ever misspeak, please call me out, correct me, share your wisdom with me. But these are the things that I want to bring awareness to, because I feel like these are the things that we need to know. These are the things that should have coverage. These are things that we should be speaking of with outrage. These are the things that we should be fighting. It's crazy because we live in a world where people are considered to have equal rights. But I guess it really begs the question of, you know, who's really considered as people and who are the people that actually have the rights? And I also do apologize to on this episode in this way. But I feel like awareness is so necessary. Because if we are not aware of the things that are going on, then I feel like we lose power in a sense. Everyone has value. Everyone's life has value. Everyone's customs, everyone's ancestors, everyone's traditions, all of these things should be honored. But for a lot of people out in this world, especially a lot of Indigenous people, they are not allowed to be their authentic selves because there are literally people who stop them from doing so. They are not allowed to have their sacred grounds because there are people who seek to take it from them, who have taken it from them. You know, and really just makes me think, because it's like, I have this mission and I know what I hold in my heart. And I know what it is that I stand for. And in my heart, I know that in some aspects, in every job, in every place, in everything I've ever done, I've been an advocate, I've been an activist. And I seek to honor that in the ways that I can, so that I can continue to speak my truth, continue to spread awareness and love. I thank all of you who continue to listen to the podcast, continue to be here with me. I send you all so much love. And until next time, be kind to yourself. Peace.
Thanks for listening to this episode and continuing on this journey with us. Be sure to join our growing communities on Facebook and Instagram. We can't wait to have you back with us next week. Thank you for allowing us to be your voice. Until next time, remember to take care and be kind to yourself.